Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Gretchen Carlson, Megyn Kelly says Fox News was not exactly a hospitable environment for talking about sexual harassment. What can you say about that? Now, are you prescribed from talking about that because of your settlement?
Well, what I can say is that, you know, human resources departments may not be the best place for any woman or man who's going through something like this to go to. Because you have to always remember who is signing your paycheck. And there could be a severe conflict of interest, especially if the harasser is at the top of the company. Yeah. So what I propose in my book, Be Fierce, is to have an independent contractor, somebody that makes women feel comfortable to come forward, and somebody who doesn't have a vested interest in trying to keep the dirty laundry, you know, under wraps. But I'd also like to mention that I'm doing a tremendous amount of work on Capitol Hill, Tom, because I'm specifically fighting these arbitration clauses. And what I'm asking for in a bipartisan bill is to take away the secrecy in these clauses. Imagine how the power pendulum would change if suddenly the employee wasn't down deep in the dungeon and the perpetrator wasn't on top knowing that there's total secrecy. And suddenly women within the corporation know when somebody else filed a claim, number one. And number two, the story gets out so that maybe the harasser actually stops the harassment. I am incredibly optimistic that I'm going to get a bipartisan effort on this. And then the bill, if it passes, will land in the lap of President Donald Trump.
That's a very particular lap in this regard.
That would be very interesting.
I take it then, Gretchen Carlson, that your employment contract had this some kind of arbitration clause in it that said what?
Well, arbitration clauses in general say that you're giving up your Seventh Amendment right to an open jury process if you find yourself in a dispute at work. And people don't know that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a dark day when you have a dispute at work and you find out that you're not going to be able to go before a jury of your peers and that you're going to a secret chamber. Many times the employer picks the arbitrator. Only 20% of the time does the employee win. You can't have the same witnesses. You don't have the same depositions. And here's the kicker. There is no appeal. And so most cases, the women never work at that place again, obviously.
Yeah.
They're terminated.
Yeah.
And the harassers get to stay on the job.
Well, I guess...
I mean, it's outrageous.
Yeah. And it's kind of a direct pipeline from the arbitration agreement to the NDA because you can't go to court, so... And they're not going to make it settle with you unless you agree in a further NDA not to talk about it, I guess.
Exactly. So this is the way in which we have chosen... Well, I guess big business has chosen to resolve these issues. And this is how you get the Harvey Weinstein 30 years of horrifying behavior.
Yep.
And it's not just about one individual, Tom. This is so important.
Yep.
It's enablers, it's lawyers within, it's assistants, it's cover-up artists, and it's shut-up-the-victimers. That is how that kind of depravity has been able to succeed for that long. And finally... We are waking up as a nation, and we're deciding that we're going to be fierce about this, and we're going to speak up.